MGTOW men, welcome back. So this is my message to those that are new to MGTOW and aren't completely sure about what they're hearing. Maybe they're on one channel and they're like, wow, this does not really line up with what I'm hearing on another channel, with what Sandman's saying, with what Stardust is saying, with what Human says and the many other content producers out there. So it's because it's not gonna. The fundamental things will. We're going to have our concepts, like basic ones, things that you're going to hear, Nawalt, hypergamy, gynocentrism, things that were kind of elemental in MGTOW, but now MGTOW is expanding and new ideas are coming in, so it's going past that. So you hear some concepts and terms, but you won't hear the same thesis all the time. That's a good thing. If anything, that's our strength. I'm for that. We have our innate branding in our channels. This isn't forced branding. There is innate branding that's rooted in the fact that we're unique as humans still. We might subscribe to MGTOW. We might say, this is how I'm living, I'm going my own way, I like to talk about it, but we're still unique personalities at the end of the day. If anything, I want that continually fostered. So you don't sound like other MGTOW channels, you sound like the rest of the channels that I watch. I think that you're a little bit too soft to be considered a channel, a MGTOW content producer, a MGTOW man. If you were MGTOW, then you want to talk about feminism, social issues, money, relationships that you've been in, Christianity, religion, philosophy, the list goes on and on. Any of these things have been thrown my way. So it's as if it's assumed that there is a template that you have to adhere to in order to be considered MGTOW, or you have to adhere to a certain set of topics in order to speak about MGTOW. So what ends up happening is that you get division in MGTOW that's not productive if that's the case. So there's a productive division, and then there is a dangerous division. By productive division, I mean the natural dividers among people that are akin to their personality, like I said, their beliefs, those things. Dangerous dividers are the statements that you have to do this in order to be a part of a club. Back about a year ago, I was looking on to what was essentially a war of philosophy about a philosophy. Is it a lifestyle? Is it a philosophy? Are there levels? What's going on? What do I have to follow? Well, I mean, nobody is making you do anything. I'm not making you do anything. I'm talking about things. MGTOW is not a club. It's MGTOW is in your brain. MGTOW is an intangible. You can't touch it. But when you hear of it, you live it because you want to live it. You just didn't know if it was normal to live it, considering that you get slandered if you do live this life out. So how I see it, it is not going to be how you see it, though. And in a trance-like period of pondering the other day, I came up with the proposition that MGTOW is the life I live by to get a life of more productivity and to decrease the amount of strain in doing certain tasks and in living the life that we want to live, understanding how finite our time is. I'm not saying that I just want to get by, but like I was said in a comment that I received the other day, not as many men as you think realize that they're just one slip away from getting into a dangerous situation in their life. Whether this is becoming broke, losing a home, losing equity, relationship, or marriage. So it's really not about relationships. And for a lot of people that view my content, they don't think that I'm making MGTOW content at first if I'm not focusing on something that has to do with feminism, because I'm not, and my brand is my brand. I talk about things that I enjoy. And MGTOW makes sense. That's why when some people hear what I have to say, they don't really hear what they might hear in a channel that is more visceral, potentially. So this guy says, all this MGTOW stuff is interesting, but some of what's been said in the name of MGTOW is pretty shameful. Look at what's on the Southern Poverty Law Center quote-wise. That rhetoric is terrible. I'm prepared to believe it. Believe it was all said. And yet, so far in your videos, I haven't actually heard anything ugly. See, that's the thing. People are going to get pointed to this channel. They're going to get pointed to another channel. And they're going to perceive MGTOW to be a slanderous, hateful group and solely rooted in that, and that's how it's going to be perceived. I know I'm not going to be able to shake that idea if people come and see my videos from the outside and see MGTOW tagged with it. And I think maybe the time has come to rebrand the version of MGTOW, this is what he says, as something also entirely different and disassociate with ugly hate rhetoric and oversimplified garbage. It does nobody good to be associated with misogyny, which I've not heard on this channel. Self-ownership is not hatred. I live with a woman and I'm the father of a girl. I've gone my way and life is better like this. Not everyone gets to be an astronaut, not yet at least. So I'm not calling you out for being a father either. I never have. I'm talking to you because I just sit here to share ideas, and I get emails from guys that share ideas, and I like doing that. Is there a problem here? No, there's not. It's fun to share ideas, and if it lines up with my lifestyle and the way that I think and way that one can use it and have their life enhanced, then I'm going to. I'm not going to rebrand anything. MGTOW brings all sorts of people that will take care of itself. I'm happy about that. Misrepresented, who cares? I'm always going to be. Let that be the case. SunriseCityGym.com, SunriseCity on Twitter. That's why we have our hoodies up. Hoodies up, hoodies out.